morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Hello. 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 We are about to start our announcements. So as you take your tea, I request that you give us your ears or ear if you cannot manage 2 ears. So welcome everyone to today's Friday morning coffee. I hope it's gonna be a short one because I can see guys are avoiding the open space. Everybody is trying to keep as close as he or she can to the wall. And that's not a good sign because you can take as much coffee as you want so that you take a position at the open space. Anyway, my name is Otieno. I'll be the MC for today's FMC. So let me start by saying that if there are anyone who wants to introduce any students, any new students, this is your chance. Okay, there's one person.
I have some students, visitors, and new staff. Can I do it all together?
Yes.
All right. So we'll start with students. Good morning, everyone. I'm Eric Fair. New student, James Hassel, a new graduate fellow who's jointly between ILWI and the University of Liverpool, our home institution, who will introduce himself in a minute. 2 new members of staff, Maurice Karani and Patrick Mwinde, who are new veterinary technicians with us, who are based down in the farm office on the urban zoonosis project. And we also have a visitor, Nicola Wardrop from the University of Southampton, who's a spatial epidemiologist who's visiting for a week. So all of you, if you want to say hello, we'll start with you guys.
Just a minute, I finish this. Okay, good morning, everyone. I'm Maurice Karani, a veterinarian working in the Urban Zoo project, joined the 1st of this May, and I'm happy to be part of this fantastic group. Thank you.
Morning, everyone. I'm Patrick Mwinde. I'm a vet. I joined this May. I'm working for Urban Zoo project. I'm privileged to be part of you. Thank you.
Hi everyone, my name is James Hassel. I arrived last week from England, and as Eric said, I'm a new PhD student on the Urban Zoo project. And I look forward to meeting and working with you over the next year or two. Thanks.
Nobody warned me I was going to have to speak into a microphone, but my name's Nicola. I'm just here for 10 days, and I'm working on the spatial epidemiology of zoonotic diseases, and it's very nice to be here.
Thank you. Anyone who wants to introduce new student, new staff, or visitors to ILWI?
Yes, good morning, everybody. How are you? I'm Joe Cardino from the Policy, Trade and Value Chains program. I'd like to introduce somebody who's not that new, since he's been on campus before. This is Kennedy Calder. He's a new fellow working on a master's thesis with me. He'll be looking at the innovation platform at Tanzania Dairy Farm as part of Livestock and Fish CRP, trying to understand how the platform works. I'll let Ken introduce himself.
Good morning, everyone. So I'm Kennedy Machari Akago, a graduate fellow working in the PVTC department at Ajok Adihun, and I'll be focusing on Tanzania Dairy Development Forum. I look forward to working with all of you. Thank you.
Thanks. Good morning, everyone. This is Ido from the Capacity Development Team. I'd like to introduce 2 consultants who are working with us. Sheila, who is working with us to facilitate the CGIR Capacity Development Community of Practice. Say that 3 times backwards quickly. And Gathiglia, who is joining us to work on the impact narrative, one of the impact narratives that ILWI is producing for the 40th anniversary on capacity development.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm Sheila Ochibodu, and I'm really happy to be working with the capacity development team as the facilitator for the community of practice who are scattered all over the world doing amazing and gorgeous things. I'm really happy to be here. I was once a scientist, and somebody built my capacity, so now I'm many, many, many other things. Thank you.
Okay.
Morning, everyone. I'm here working on the impact narrative, and I hope if you are an alumni, I will get to talk to you sometime soon. So thank you.
Anyone here to introduce some students, staff, new staff, or any visitor? This is your chance. To the people who have been introduced, normally there is an induction to introduce you to your new work environment. And you know, because this is Kenya, and in the recent past, a lot of grenade explosions have been happening. And maybe I need to induct you on something. We have just received information, not confirmed, so if you quote me, I will deny, that now grenades can be put in loaves of bread. And to make it worse, in bouquet of flowers. So I know ladies like receiving flowers, and when they receive them, they jump and they say, wow, it is from Tom. Make sure it doesn't have a grenade. So any introductions of new staff, students?
Hi everyone, I'm Melanie Njiru. I'm in public awareness. I'd like to introduce two of our new interns. I think it's best if they're to introduce themselves.
Good morning. My name is Doreen from the University of Nairobi. I'm here for 3 months as an intern. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jojo Minjo, a student from Daystar University. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was lesson number one. Lesson number two. Recently, the IG is Inspector General in Kenya. He's the head of police. So what he said is, all cars must remove tint. If you do not remove tint, the police will arrest you. Now there are people in trouble because of that pronouncement. People who look like me, when you sit in a car with a transparent windscreen, you are still seen as if you are in a tinted car. So what some other people have started doing, they have started removing tint from their faces. So the cost of cosmetic products is going high, so be careful. So I guess we have no more new staff, no more new students. So if you have any announcement to make, this is your chance. If you have any announcement to make, this is your chance. There's somebody from Cafe Royale.
Morning, everybody. My name is Ondiek. I'm from Cafe Royale. I like to make everybody aware of our event this evening, starting from 5 o'clock. It will be back to the 80s. I think some of us, when we talk of the back to 80s, they wonder how is it really going to happen. But we have a very nice DJ which will be performing, and we are quite a number of bottles of wines, the red, the white, the yellow, whatever we call it. So I expect all of us to come and shake ourselves to the ground. Thank you very much, and a good day for you.
So welcome to Encare for the back to 80s. There's only one problem with us, with that. There is there's a generation amongst us, if you tell them back to 80s, they don't understand. So I would really urge them to go there and see what back to 80s means. Anyway, there is news in town, and the news is that there's this gentleman who is heading Maendeleo ya Wanaume. You know him. He's called who? Njoka. Njoka is trying to fight for the rights of men, because most organizations in Kenya, especially human rights organizations, are fighting for children and women. So we also have a voice through Njoka in an organization called Maendeleo ya Wanaume. Now the problem is the fellow is in Kenya and is trying to help one guy called Jay-Z. Did you know that? Jay-Z. But besides that, Njoka got a baby 7 months ago and he has been looking for a name for his baby boy. Do you know the name he chose? Jesus. Yes, and the church where Njoka goes, they refuse to baptize that child with the name Jesus. So I've been asking, what is it that is in a name? Because nowadays when you are being interviewed by a journalist, the person being interviewed can choose to answer or not to answer, based on the name of the journalist. So this is a warning, please make sure you choose the right names. Any announcements? Otherwise your name can betray you. Any announcements? Any announcements? So if there are no any announcements, let me make the last one and then we leave. So there's a gentleman who was arrested because of 1,750 grams of meat. This guy is a cook. I will not mention where he works, but I think times must have been hard for him. So he decided that whatever he was supposed to prepare, he could carry a small chunk for his family at home. So this guy was caught by the security of that institution. So instead of seeing the problem of this guy and helping him, the institution decided to take him to court. So when he went to court, he was very, very honest. And he said, because of hard times, I had to do it. So the court, based on that, of course, he committed a crime, so he had to be sentenced to some imprisonment. But the court had a side with the managers of the institution and told them maybe they need what? 7.5. And of course, we are getting it for the first time today. So you have no reason not to go to inquiry for back to 80s. See you and have a nice weekend. Bye.